Cooley is here. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Hey, you are giving a presentation tomorrow, and I don't want to steal any of your thunder or anything like that, but this is kind of a teaser to get people excited about it. But it's called Three Ways. What are three ways to redefining your credit union's culture? So do you want to give one of them, or?
I don't mind giving away a couple of them. I'm okay with it. One of the ways to redefine your credit culture is through talent management.
Okay.
Another way is through your risk appetite. So I'll give you a little taste about appetite. I'm a triathlete.
Okay. Oh, good.
So I enjoy running and things of that nature, but I recently went to the doctor, and he told me I had high blood pressure and high cholesterol, okay? And so what he suggested I do is change my appetite. I was having too many burgers and too many fries. Likewise, some credit unions are originating loans that have a higher risk associated with them, and if they were to go to their doctor, they would tell them that they need to change their appetite.
Okay,
and so what we're going to communicate to the credit unions is how to create a risk appetite statement, or how to create a diet that directs your strategic goals and your loan growth options.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. That makes sense. I mean, never heard that analogy before, but that totally makes sense.
It's one way to do it.
Yeah.
And another thing in that regard too is the talent management. If you want to achieve your strategic goals, you need to have the right people in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the big things to do is that create a process where you do a talent gap assessment, whereby you want to be here next year, but you have these people in place.
Okay.
Do these people have the skills they need to actually execute the strategy that you would like to do?
Okay.
So one of the things that we suggest to do that is take some of your A players and make them write down their recipe. And what I mean, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, okay?
Everything's a recipe down there. Good food, man.
I like gumbo, right?
Yeah.
And so after Hurricane Katrina, they couldn't find a good bowl of gumbo because no one had written down the gumbo recipe, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so what I suggest that credit unions do, get your strongest managers and make them write down the recipes for their processes so that some of your B players can just follow the steps that are in place. I'll save the last one for the ball.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, why are these so important to credit unions today? I mean, it may not have been maybe 15, 20 years ago. Obviously, things change, but why is it so important today? Why is this stuff so important?
It's important for a lot of reasons, because there are constantly regulations that are changing, and the regulatory environment is very dynamic. If you have these three things in place as your footings, you can be nimble to change as everything happens.
Yep, got it. And so what takeaways do you want your audience, your attendees in your session, what do you want them to take back to their credit unions from the information that you're going to give tomorrow?
Definitely. Well, if they come, there'll be some hard.
They'll be there.
Yeah, some takeaways, some documents that we'll provide, and some job aids and things of that nature. But for just some core key takeaways, is if they manage their risk appetite, if they understand their institutional biases, and if they put a lot of work into their talent and into their employees, they can shift and maneuver through any type of regulatory environment in place. And they don't have to be as concerned about the regulations or the economic environment. They'll be prepared and well-equipped.
Which is a big thing these days, because regulation, overload, the burden, all that type of stuff has every credit union on planet Earth, at least here, I just say planet Earth, but in the United States, just like, oh my gosh, another one, you know? So that's really important stuff right now.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that you want to be able to, if you have those three keys in place, I think you'll be able to shift and move as needed.
Okay. And I want to get one more question. I want to give your company, your firm, a plug. Can you tell folks out there what you and what you're all about and your firm and stuff
definitely.
Like that?
So my firm's called Synergy Credit Union Consulting. I'm the principal. We provide strategic planning, risk management service, including loan review, internal audit, as well as board of directors training. I think one of the unique things about our training is that I'm an ex-examiner, and I can provide a lot of real-life examples on how to improve these processes.
Okay.
So in the session tomorrow, it's not just going to be talking from a conceptual basis. I'm going to be able to give a lot of hard real life examples during the session.
That's a great angle to come at them from. Yeah, because you've been there. This is real world stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Very cool. Anson, anything else to add to wrap up?
No, thank you so much. And I appreciate you having and thank you for it. I love your podcast. And
well, thank
I love
you.
Your videos.
Thank
and
you.
I suggest everyone go through the videos and watch as many as they can.
Checks in the mail, Anson. Thank you very
much. No problem.
All right,
thank
man.
You.
Thanks.